couple of years ago, Sister Olga, Sister Yedith, and myself accompanied some seminarians on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and we've been down to the Shepherd's Field, which is not too far away from the places where Mary and Joseph were staying, which is still preserved in the Church of the Nativity. Something big was changing in the entire world. 700 years before the first Christmas, the prophet Isaiah had already seen it coming. In the visions, the prophetic visions he received, he saw a great light that was going to shine on the world. He wrote, "The people who walked in darkness had seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light had shone." When we celebrate Christmas and the birth of Jesus, we're celebrating the humanity of God. God became man. We don't normally think of God in his humanity. That's the mystery, but that's what we celebrate at Christmas. And when you're adoring the Christ child in the manger, you're contemplating God. When God became man, the history of the world changed forever. Now, it's interesting to contemplate, why did God become man? What does man have that God wanted to become? An innocent child who could not even defend himself? Was God incomplete somehow without becoming man? Did God become man in order to be complete? Well, it's actually none of that. If you're a student of Holy Scripture, we have to see all of God's actions as actions of love. God became man to complete man in his being. In other words, God became man because he always loved us. He always loved man. And he made us to love and always live with him in love. That's what Christmas is all about. We were incomplete. He was complete, divine. And he sacrificed himself for us. We were incomplete. We were naked before the sin of the world, without defense against the demons in the world. We can't defend ourselves. God became man to save us in his love for us, to keep us from being destroyed. So why did this humble birth have such a great impact on the world? Well, you have to go back and see the world without Christ. It was a different world before the birth of Jesus. And we lose sight of that. So we're going to have to imagine the world before the birth of Christ. It's difficult for us because the culture around us, whether it's Christian or not, has been shaped by Christian culture for 2,000 years. Too many things we take for granted. We might not even recognize the world before Christ. The world had no reason to hope. People lived in superstition of evil. They preyed on each other. They believed in magical, superstitious powers and powers of sin, fear of suffering and death. Isaiah lived in that world, and centuries before Jesus. He describes how the world was in his time, 700 years before Jesus. And he's looking forward in his vision. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And in the visions, Isaiah shares that he saw a different future for mankind than the one that he knew. He saw a great light. Jesus was the great light. And when God became man, his light shone. And with Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, he gave us hope, a hope that never existed before, hope for eternal life. He destroyed death. He established the church with authority over sin. Pagan people began to experience something new, something they didn't even dream of, they didn't even think was possible. Hope. It wasn't part of the ancient culture, hope. Freedom of spirit, freedom from fear. And the great light changed the entire history of man. We're still free to choose the world without Christ, and many people do. Many people choose to live like it was 700 years before Jesus, without God. Hope is a decision that we have to make with every single life, in every generation, in every century. It's our decision. Now, collectively, when we live it in families and in groups, we share that hope. And many people are still left in the dark, though, without hope and with fear of death, fear of many, many things. But it's their own decision. It's our decision to believe and worship the child. And it's our requirement to share the baby Jesus with everybody around us in the world. When we're worshiping the child Jesus, we are coming to know God and his love for us. And we are rejecting the fear of the world, fear of sin and death. And when we worship the child, we can contemplate our life with and without Jesus. Do you want to live without the manger scene? You want to live with the manger scene. That's the decision even in the world today. You see it on the news frequently. Do we choose the world without Jesus or with Jesus? It's not just a news story. It's a critical decision of a people that wants to live in hope. And when you adore the child, it's not a manger scene. It's the humanity of God and God's love for us. The manger is God's invitation to us to just adore him, to love him as we would love a little child. Today we're living in a world that wants to go back to the Old Testament. Seems like everything wants to go that direction. We're suffering with this pandemic of COVID-19 and growing hardships throughout the world, unemployment, economic problems. We're living in a world suffering from many, many fears. In our neighborhood, deportation and separation of families. We're living in the world of drug and alcohol and sex and violence abuse. We're living in a sea of indifference around us and hate that wants us to take away our manger scenes from any public view. But we have an option. It's an option that the world does not know and doesn't understand. We have Christ. We have his church and the sacraments that he gave us so that we could share life with him. We have the child Jesus. We have the opportunity to adore him and to share him. The shepherds at Bethlehem got it right away. It's not complicated. The real work of Christmas is simply this: to adore the baby Jesus. Our God who became man. And if we love the child, we can learn to love each other as God loves us. And when we worship the child, Jesus, we learn to love God. Imagine he wants us to worship and love him as if he were a baby. Wasn't an amazing relationship with the humanity of God. He became like us so we could become like him. Merry Christmas.